So great. So listen, I would love to hear everyone's thoughts around remote working, right? We're all still remote, but is remote here to stay? Are we going to return to office environments? What are some of the technology apps that will be, become indispensable moving forward? So Tim, I would love to start with you because we haven't heard from you yet, and then move over to Oleg. Is this here to stay? Like, is it depending upon where you live? Tell me what you think. What's the crystal ball telling you?
Well, I don't think we need a crystal ball to know that absolutely this is the way it's going to be. It's a quite remarkable experiment. I think everyone was forced to your point about change, forced to adapt. And I think it was a fantastic test that most firms found out, you know what? It actually works. You know, we can actually do business from home, we can do business remote. And I've heard many advisors saying, hey, you know, we're going to cut our office space in half. We don't need it anymore. Or we're just going to get rid of it completely and just go this route because it's so much more efficient and the cost savings. So I think one of the interesting, quote unquote, benefits that did come from the pandemic and everyone's forced to shelter in place is that, yes, you can do this. And there are workarounds and the technology has shined. I mean, I think when we needed it most, the internet was there. It performed. You know, I think if that internet didn't come through for us, we would be all in a world of hurt. But we have the infrastructure. And to earlier conversations we've had, it's about adoption and being forced to use this stuff. And so I think, you know, the one aspect, people still want to come together, and I hope we will come together. And I think that is, we're starting to see that people want to come back to the office. So I think it'll be a hybrid event, but I think this idea of having to be in a local geography or anywhere is pretty much, that myth has been debunked, and we can run a powerful organization a little bit differently, but we can do it. So I definitely think this is here to stay, and it'll be a major factor for all business going forward.
So, what are some of the solutions and the tech applications that are winning in this remote work environment? What have you been seeing?
Well, two things. One, obviously, you know, communication, video conferencing has been just a godsend for everyone because we can do all this great stuff. You know, we saw the NFL draft do it virtually. We did our awards meeting. We did that virtually. You know, we can do the Emmys or this weekend. That was virtually. So it can be done on a large scale. I also think, you know, beyond just the client portal, we've always had multiple client portals, but I think now more so than ever, people want to be able to be in touch with their advisor and their investments and see it, touch it, feel it more so than ever. So having that digital component has been just two aspects, I think, that have been really done very well. And people providing those platforms are reporting, you know, just extended usage of what they had built for clients as more of a convenience. Now it's more of a necessity because, you know, what we do know, again, back to some research, is that the number one reason clients fire their advisors is because of the lack of communication. And that's in every survey done in good times and bad. So communication becomes more and more important. And we have to do it digitally and electronically and through video. So video first is going to be the way it's going. So I think those are the short list of what I think has really been transformational to survive this interesting time.
You know, you brought up two things that I think are really interesting. One is the office space, right? And in all of the benchmarking studies that are out there around advisor benchmarking and, how do you scale your business better, other than people and salaries, the number one cost is real estate. Like that is just, I think, a really something that we should all be paying attention to with, margins. What will advisors do if they do downsize their office space and have less costs allocated to real estate? Where will they take that investment? Will they put it in technology? Will they put it in, I don't know, any other types of investment research? Will they put it in additional staffing? So I think that's an important trend for us to take a look at as we go through this process.
Well, there's another aspect to that as well, Suzanne. I mean, somebody's going to incur the cost. So basically, if everybody downsizes, and I'm not convinced everybody would, but let's just say every advisor needs half the amount of office space. Well, every employee who's working from home is going to need a home office. So they're going to be upsizing while the commercial real estate market's downsizing. So then who's going to pay for that additional space? If you're working from home and you like lived in a one bedroom apartment and now you need a three bedroom townhome, right? So there's two sides to every coin, and I don't know how that's going to shake out. So some of the money may go to giving advisors raises so they can buy more real estate of their own to work from home.
Yeah, it's interesting. Governor Oleg, yeah, what are your thoughts on like technology, remote working?
Well, I think one of the interesting things that this is highlighting the opportunity for is, and we already saw it happening with advisors that were focusing more on a niche and really specializing in a client segment. And so getting away from geography as being the main driver of where they're the pool that they're the pond they're fishing in, and focusing more on specialization. So we're seeing some interesting tools come on online that's more about matching advisors with clients based mm-hmm. on what's that client looking for, even personality matching, much more than geographically based.
Yeah.